This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Let's talk about publishing here for a minute. If you're reading a book in English, almost no matter the topic, there's a really good chance that book was published by a company based in one of two cities, New York or London. In 2006, though, Bibi Bakari Youssef started a publishing house for African writers, headquartered not in the UK or in New York, but in Abuja, Nigeria. 10 years later, Cassava Republic Press has expanded to London. It's got New York and the U.S. audience in its sights. Bibi, thanks for coming on the program.
Thank you very much, Kai.
How did you arrange to start this company? I mean, literally, did you bootstrap this with your own credit cards?
Yes.
You have no experience in publishing, right?
I was an academic.
Yeah.
I went to Nigeria to work as a visiting scholar. And I looked on the bookshelves. I felt bookshelves were empty. I go into homes. There were no bookshelves in many houses. And I felt you cannot build civilization where there are no books. So my husband and I, Jeremy Witt, where we co-founded Cassava Republic, we took out a mortgage on our property in the UK and just started the process, did a business plan. The business plan was showing red for the next 7 years. So we discarded the business plan.
Yeah.
The business plan wasn't telling us what we wanted to see. So we thought, okay, business plan is not working for us. Let's just start. And we started. And 10 years later, here we are.
Tell me about then the decision to expand. I mean, you start in Nigeria, then you expand to Europe and the UK, right?
Yes, we did. We knew from the get-go that we were going to set up in the UK and eventually in the US as well, because London and New York are the center of publishing in the Anglophone world.
Mm-hmm.
For us, it was important that Africans were owning the means of production in terms of the curating of narrative, not just telling our own stories, but it was important that we also own the means of production.
And also the idea that you are an African company. I mean, I've got copies of two books here. One is Easy Motion Tourist. The other one is Like a Mule Bringing Ice Cream to the Sun. And they visually have a brand identity to them, if that makes any sense.
One of the things I was very concerned about is the representation of African books, where there's a certain imagery of Africa, but also doesn't reflect the complex, gorgeous realities of the continent as it is today, rather than an imaginary world. So I wanted a branding that was very confident, that still incorporated the colors of Africa on one level, but also branding that suggests a certain cosmopolitanism.
So here comes the trickier part of the brand identity question, because if you ask most people, I would wager, about what they know about Nigeria, one would be, they've got a lot of oil, but that has become a curse for them. And the other one is Boko Haram and the kidnappings there and all of that that's been in the news. So there is a certain weight that you have to fight against, I suppose.
So for us, part of what literature does and why it's important is to really fight and struggle against that imagery of Nigeria just being about Boko Haram and kleptocratic oil society.
Mm-hmm.
There are many, many narratives of people who are living, who are surviving, who are thriving, okay? They're not just surviving, they're thriving, they're producing art, they're producing culture, they're producing the things that will contribute to civilization. They're also really working with and against the structure in the country. They're helping to redefine the kind of society they want to be, and that's really important.
Bibi Bakari Youssef is the founder with her husband of a publishing company in Nigeria called Cassava Republic. Thanks very much for your time.
Thank you very much, Kai.